We're continuing the Shir on the Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Dalet. V'alkein tzrichen liten chamisha shkolim daiko. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why we give the Kohen five shkolim, specifically, ki hamalchus hu b'chinas hei, ki adua. Because the Malchus is represented by the letter He in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the final He. Ukisha Malchus begolus chas v'sholem v'heim yonkim imeno. And when the Malchus is in exile, and they, the other side, the Sitra Achra, is drawing from the Malchus, azai hi bechinas dalid. Then the Malchus drops to the level of dalid, the letter dalid. Bechinas dalus va'anius. And we know the word dalus means poverty. Ki nifgam ha'ashirus chas v'sholem. Because the wealth, which is what the malchus was, became damaged. Ve'heim yonkim isham chas v'sholem. And they, the other side, the sitra achra, draws from there. Ve'nimshach chas v'sholem ha'ashirus lohem chas v'sholem. And the wealth goes to them, to the other side. Vazai hamalchus digdusha bebechinas dalus vanius, bechinas dalid. And then the malchus of holiness, the kingdom of holiness, is poor because the other side has taken all the wealth. Avol kishemalin hashirus vamalchus elakidusha. Whereas when we elevate the wealth and the kingdom to holiness, azai hu bechinas hey, then it's referred to as the letter hey. Because the wealth and all the sustenance now returns to the side of holiness. And when the Malchus is in a state of wealth, not impoverished, then it's referred to as the letter Hey. This is the five shekel that we give to the Kohen. Because that helps us return the wealth to the side of holiness through the Kohen who represents Chesed. Shehu choytech hadalid mimalchus harishoa. He cuts away. He removes the Malchus from the hands of the Sitra Achra, where it was. He slices it away from the Malchus of evil. V'azai ha-Malchus be-bechinas hei. And then the Malchus rises from Dalid to Hei. Be-bechinas Ashirus, in the form of wealth. Be-bechinas, as the Pasuk says, this is a very famous Pasuk, where Hashem speaks about the great blessing of wealth that He's going to give us. Bebechinas v'hari koisi lochem brocho ad balidai. Hashem says, I will bestow upon you blessing until you're not going to stop saying enough, enough. And the word for enough is dai, dalid yud. Now, the dalid, we said, represents the malchus when it's in its fallen state, when it's in a state of poverty. We said when the malchus is fixed up, it becomes a hay. A hay is a dalid with the yud. That's this word dai. We're going to be saying enough because the malchus will have been elevated to the level of hay. It'll have all the wealth that was on the other side will have been returned and restored to the kedusha. Just like at Yitzias Mitzrayim, for example, when the Jews left Egypt, all the wealth of Egypt was given over to the Jews. V'zeh b'chinas esrim kesef. And now we'll understand also the number 20 kesef, because each one of these shekels, each one of these five shekels that we give to the kohen, is four kesef. Ki hachamisha shkolim shenois lakohen heim esrim kesef. These five coins that we give to the kohen, each one of them is four kesef. So it's a total of 20 kesef. Ze bechinas tikun malchus dikdusha. And this number of 20 represents a tikkun for the malchus of holiness. Bechinas chochmotato, we had mentioned earlier that in that chapter on Likutei Moran, one of the titles that Rabbeinu Zal uses for malchus is, it's called the lower chochma, chochmotato. She'oila min malchus harishah, this malchus of kedusha rises up and away from the malchus of evil, al yidei ha-koyin ish ha-chesed, through the koyin, who is the man of chesed, he has the ability, we said, to slice away the malchus of kedusha from the malchus of from the hands of the sitra achra. Vazai mischaber chochmotato b'chochmoilo. Once the malchus has been separated from the side of tuma, and it's been brought back into the arena of kedusha, now the malchus can connect with its source, which is chachma ilo, which is what we call chachma. Shemishom ikar kiyum chachma tato, because that's the source of energy for the chachma tato, for the malchus. That's what keeps the malchus alive and well, when it receives from chachma. Kimavoyer umuvan b'maymar hanal, as Rabbein Nazal explains over there, in chapter 30 in Likut Imran, that this halacha is based on. There Rabbein Nazal speaks about, he explains why Malchus is called Chochma Tato and how it's connected to the upper Chochma. U'kishemischaber Chochma Tato v'Chochma Ilo, and when these two connect, the lower Chochma, which is Malchus, and the upper Chochma, which is Chochma, Zebchinas Esrim Kesef. It's referred to as 20 silver pieces. Kihem shnei yudin, because chachma is always referred to by the letter yud. The letter yud of yud kei vav kei is called chachma. And here, if we're talking about chachma ilo and chachma tato, it's like two yuds. Bechinas asoro asoro hakaf ki yodua. There's a pasuk where it says 10 each unit, referring to 20. What Rav Nosson Zal is referring to over here, we've mentioned this many times. You have Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's written, where the Yud is at the beginning of the word, and you have the way it's pronounced. We don't pronounce it the way it's written. We pronounce it as if it were written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, where the Yud is at the end, all the way at the end. In our Sidurim, in most Sidurim, when they write Hashem's name, they write it as two yuds. Those two yuds are an abbreviation of the combination of these two names. It's as if it were written Yud Aleph, the first letter of A and the first letter of B. The second letter, Yud Aleph, Hey Dalet, Vav Nun, Hey Yud. Those eight letters, we only write the Yud in front and the Yud in back, but that tells us that we're referring to this combination. And again, that opening yud is chachma. The closing yud, the yud at the end, is the yud of aleph, dalet, nun, yud, which is malchus. The word odon means ruler. So, and these are 20. These are referred to as this 20. It's 10. From chachma down to malchus is 10 levels, and from malchus back up to chachma is 10 levels. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us, this is the concept of why we give the kohen these five silver pieces. The five silver pieces represents the hay, which is malchus, and these five silver pieces are actually, each one of them is a four kesef, referring to what the malchus was in its state of poverty, and it's being elevated from dalid to hay, that ad balidai that we mentioned, and we said that the number 20, these 20 silver pieces, refers to the fact, tells us, that we succeeded in cutting away the malchus from the malchus of the sitra achra and bringing it back into the arena of kedusha and connecting it to its source, which is chachma. And that's these two yuds. That's this 20. Paragraph Hey. Now we'll also understand why Rashi HaKodesh tells us that the reason why we give the Kohen 5 shekel to redeem the firstborn is because kach hoisa mechirosoi shel Yosef be'esrim kesef. Because when the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik into slavery, they received 20 kesef for it, it says. And again, 20 kesef is 5 shekel. Shehoya bechoyer l'rochel. And Yosef HaTzadik was a bechoyer. he was the firstborn to his mother, to Rachel. Ki mitzvas b'chor nitzavu b'nei Yisrael tekev b'yitzyosan mimitzrayim. Now Rav Nosson Zal explained. This was what Rashi HaKodesh points out, that we give the Kohen these 5 shekel, these 20 silver pieces, as a tikkun for the fact that the Jewish people, the brothers of Yosef, sold him into slavery for 20 silver pieces. They sold him to the Goyim. They took the Bechor of Kedusha and gave it over to the Goyim, you know, for 20 silver pieces. And we make a tikkun for that in giving the Kohen these 5 silver pieces. But now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki mitzvas b'chor nitzavu b'nei Yisrael tekev b'yitzosim mimitzrayim. When did Hashem give the Jewish people this mitzvah of pidyon b'chor? Immediately upon leaving Egypt. If you look in the Chumash, that's where this mitzvah appears. Why? Ki ikar yitzias mitzrayim toloy bozeh. Because the whole concept of leaving Egypt was dependent on this issue of the b'chor. Lahachnia b'chor de sitra achra. To defeat the b'chor of the other side, of the goyim, the b'chor of Egypt, ulahaytzi misham b'chor dekdusha, and to remove from Egypt, to remove from the hands of Tuma, the b'chor of holiness. Because again, remember we said that the word b'chor is another word for malchus. We quoted that pasuk in Tehillim where it said, "Af ani b'chor etneu." Hashem said, "I will make him a king," referring to Moshiach, and it uses the word b'chor for king. So we see b'chor in this context is synonymous with malchus, and Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about defeating the b'chor of Egypt, defeating the malchus of Egypt, and removing the malchus of kedusha from Egypt, taking it out of Egypt, and bringing back into the domain of Kedusha. Ki Iker, watch Rav Nosson Zal's analysis. How did we get to Egypt? What led us into Egypt? And what was coming out of Egypt all about? Ki Iker Golus Mitzrayim Hischil Al Yedei Mechiras Yosef. The whole exile of Egypt began because the brothers sold Yosef into slavery. Shohoya b'chor, and he was a b'chor. Vayideze hichnisu kaviyochel b'chor digdusha, shubachinas malchus digdusha, legolus mitzrayim. And by selling Yosef into slavery, they were taking the b'chor of holiness, which is the malchus of holiness, and sending it down into exile, into Egypt. Ubifrat shemachruhu be'esrim kesef. And especially since they sold him for this 20 kesef, upogmu bashirus. And thereby they really damaged the wealth. They took money for him for selling the slave, this 20 kesef, which implied they were pogim in those 2 yuds. In the Chochma Ilah, Chochma Tator, they destroyed that connection. They took the Chochma Tator, the Malchus, and sent it down the river to Egypt. V'alkein al yedei ze daikon is galgel adover v'yordu l'mitzrayim. And this is why, because of this act, this is what started the whole thing. Because of this act, things evolved. Yosef HaTzadik goes down to Mitzrayim. He goes through everything he goes through. And then what happens? All of them. First, the sons go down to Egypt to get food. And then even Yaakov Avinu. Everybody comes down to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki nosnu koyach lemalchus Mitzrayim, malchus harishoh, because by selling Yosef to Egypt, by sending the Bechor of Kedusha, the Malchus of Kedusha, down to Egypt, they strengthened the Malchus of Egypt. Now Egypt is powerful. Now it's a world power. They have Yosef. They have the king. They have the Malchus of Kedusha. Even though we know that Yehuda is the one from whom Dovid HaMelech comes from, and Yehuda is Malchus, but Yosef HaTzadik is also a king. We have Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. They both represent Malchus. And in the context we're speaking about here, especially since Yosef was a Bechor, he was the Bechor from Rachel, so he has a certain attribute of kingdom. And sending him down to Egypt was sending the Malchus of Kedusha down into Egypt, thereby strengthening Egypt in a big way. V'alkein lo yhoyo efshar lohem lotzeis misham ad asher hiko Hashem kol b'chayr Mitzrayim. Now you'll understand why the only way the Jews were able to leave Egypt was when they destroyed the Bechor of Egypt. Everything was leading up to that. All the other plagues were leading up to the grand finale where Hashem says, now I'm going to show you. Now I'm going to strike all the firstborn. Big deal. Why firstborn? You're going to use a machine gun. Blow them all away. No. The battle here is Bechor. The battle here is the Malchus Dikdusha, the flag. Lahavdil, you have that game, what's it called? Capture the flag. Played it as kids. The flag is the main thing, the Malchus. You capture the king, you knock down the whole country. Kedei lahachnia b'chor de sitrachra. In order to defeat the b'chor of the sitrachra, sheyonak mi b'chor de kedusha, which was drawing strength and power from the b'chor of kedusha, from Yosef HaTzadik, who was in their midst. Shemizeh hoyo ikar koicham kanal. That's what gave them their main power. That's what gave Egypt their main power. The fact that the Bechor of, they had swallowed up the Bechor of Kedusha. Yosef HaTzadik had been sent down to them. V'alkein, and therefore, Kesheyotzu, when they left Egypt, everyone took money. All the other Jews gathered wealth because Hashem told them, gather all the wealth of Egypt. What's the wealth? The Malchus. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu took something else. He took Lokach Moshe Atzmois Yosef Imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. Ki bozeh hoyotolui ikar hagula, because on this was dependent the whole redemption from Egypt. Alidei shechozru v'hoitziu b'chor dikdusha b'chinas Yosef misham, on the ability to reverse the problem. The problem started when they sent Yosef HaTzadik down to Egypt. Now they had to reverse it. They had to get Yosef HaTzadik out of Egypt. V'chozru v'tiknu hakilkul hanal. And they went ahead and corrected the mistake. They corrected the whole problem. And this is why the Egyptians knew. They knew what their secret weapon was. And that's why when Yosef HaTzadik died, they weighed his coffin down to the bottom of the Nile River, said nobody would find it. They thought nobody saw and nobody would be around it and who would know about it. They didn't know that Hashem planned everything perfectly, that there was a Serach Basosher who had been around at the time, and she lived to almost 200 years, and she knew where Yosef HaTzadik's coffin was. She revealed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu went and used the special name of Hashem. He wrote a special name of Hashem on a piece of clay and tossed it into the Nile River because they had weighed it down, that nobody could get it up from there. Nobody could find it or get it up. And that's what caused the coffin. He wrote a special name of Hashem and the words Alei Shoer, rise up ox, which was the nickname of Yosef HaTzadik. And that's what caused the coffin to float to the top of the Nile. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu got it and was able to take it out of Egypt. V'alkein kisheyotzu mimitzrayim, zochu l'rechush godoil shel bizas mitzrayim. And now we understand why when the Jews left Egypt, they were zochu to tremendous wealth. Whole wealth of Egypt, all their gold and silver and everything. Person would say, well, number one, they're going into the desert. What do they need? There's no department stores there. What do they need all of that money for? To schlep all of that extra baggage along. And number two, I thought Jews don't like money. I thought we said, reject money. The answer is, this was Ashirus Dikdusha. This is Malchus Dikdusha. Ki chozar ho Ashirus Elakidusha. Because the wealth was being returned to the domain of holiness. Because this was the main tikkun, to return the Malchus back into the Kedusha. Malchus is wealth, Malchus is firstborn. And this is why the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef. And our rabbis make the connection between these two things. The Gemara says, Shekol Yisrael hayoiskin bebiza. The entire Jewish people were involved in gathering up the wealth of Egypt. Moshe osak ba'atzmos Yosef. And Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in Yosef HaTzadik's bones. Ki be'emes kulo echad. Because the truth is that these two were one in the same, v'zeh toli bozeh, and this was dependent on that. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu took the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik's bones, shehu b'choyer d'kedusha, he is the b'choyer of holiness, shechozar v'hoitzioi mimalchus harishah, Moshe Rabbeinu went and took Yosef out of Egypt, out of the malchus of evil. And the fact that the Jews took all the wealth of Egypt and all of their possessions, hakol bechino achas, it's all one. It's all that malchus of kedusha, which when they exiled Yosef HaTzadik down, they sent the malchus down the river, Rachmona Litzlan, and now Yosef HaTzadik coming out, the malchus is being returned to the kedusha, which means the wealth is being returned to the kedusha. V'chol ikar hageula hayatoli bozeh, and the whole redemption was dependent on this. Ki ikar hageula al yedei shemachnien malchus harishah b'chor de sitra achra, u'malin misham malchus de kedusha shubachines b'chor de kedusha. Because whenever we speak about a redemption, whenever we speak about exile, what's in exile? Who's in exile? The king is in exile. The kingdom, the malchus. That's the sphera that goes into exile. We mentioned many times, you have Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When things are no good, that last hay breaks off and gets sent away, sent down the river. We have the Hebrew word nida. Mida means a woman when she is in her state of impurity, she's separated from her husband. And the word nida is nod hay. The hay is forced to wander, to drift around. You know, it's sent into outer space. It's sent into exile, sent into Egypt. Tshuva is toshuv hay. We return that hay, we bring that hay back to Yud Kei Vav. And that's what happened here. The hay, Yosef HaTzadik, as a bechor, represented Malchus. He was sent down to Egypt. The Malchus of Kedusha fell into the hands of the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. And that's why the Malchus of the Sitra Achra was so powerful at the time. Egypt was so powerful because they had the flag. They had the flag of the Jewish people. They had the Bechor. They had Yosef HaTzadik. And we see that he's the one who built up the economy. He's the one who made it a superpower at that time. And when Yosef and when Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to take Yosef HaTzadik out of Mitzrayim, now we see all the wealth of Egypt also coming out with him. Vazaitz, and when that happens, tzrichin lohoitzi kol ho'ashiros mi'asitra achra l'hachnisei l'kedusha. When we're elevating the Malchus, when we're bringing the Malchus back into Kedusha, we have to also take all the wealth out of the Sitra Achra and bring that into the Kedusha. V'alkein hoysa oz mitzvah gedoylo likach bizas Mitzrayim. And this is why, at that time, this was a very important mitzvah for the Jewish people to take all the wealth of Egypt away from them and take it out of Egypt. V'ashem yisporach hizhirom ma'oid al zeh. And Hashem warned the Jewish people, he pleaded with them to go to approach their neighbors and take everything they have, you know, borrow everything they have from them. And Hashem made the miracle right before Makas Pchoiris. He had the Makas of darkness, set the Egyptians, the lights were out for the Egyptians and the lights were on for the Jews, so the Jews could locate all the wealth wherever they had all their stuff stashed away and hidden away, so when it came time to go, to be able to take everything with them. Kimavoyer b'posuk shem, as the Torah describes over there, Kihu bechinas tikun malchus dikdusha, because this is the tikun of the malchus of holiness, shebozeh toloi ikar hageula, and that's what redemption is dependent on. Redemption is dependent on returning the malchus to its proper place. V'alkein kisheyotzu mimitzrayim, and this is why when the Jews came out of Egypt, the first thing Hashem tells them, nitztavu tekef al mitzvahs b'choyer. Right away Hashem teaches us the mitzvah of pidyon b'choyer, livdoisoi be'esrim kesef, that we have to redeem all of our firstborn sons for these 20 pieces of silver, 20 units of silver, which are in the 5 shekel. K'moy shehoyo mechiras Yosef. Just like when Yosef HaTzadik was sold, the brothers got these esrim kesef. Shaydezeh yordu begolus Mitzrayim arshoah. That's what caused them to go down to the exile of the evil Egypt. K'moy kein lehefech. So too the reverse. B'chol eis shenoylad b'choyer. Every time that a firstborn son is born to a Jewish mother, shetzrichen lirois sheloyi yenika misham lamalchus harishoach hashalom, and we want to make sure that the malchus of the sitrachra is not able to draw from that child, to draw that bechor down into their domain. Tzrichen litein esrim kesef lakoyhein. We give 20, these 20 kesef to the kohen who is ish hachesed. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that when you want to slice away, when you want to sever the malchus of Kedusha from the Sitrachra, chesed is what does it. The knife is chesed. Bebechinas kitzru lefi chesed. Cut based on the chesed. The cutting, the severing of the malchus of Kedusha from the Sitrachra is done through this chesed. We know that within the seven lower midos of Hashem, which are referred to as aset, from chesed through malchus, that's aset. That's called zerampin. Chesed is the top. Chesed is the leader of those lower seven. So it's the chesed that's the one that when the malchus drops, when it falls out of the ballpark, out of the arena of kiddushin, it falls into the hands of the sitrachra, the chesed, which is the top one of those seven, is the one that when it's strengthened, when we strengthen the kohen by giving him money, we fuel him, we tell him, go do your thing, the kohen, the mid of chesed, is the one that slices away, that separates the malchus of Kedusha from the sitrachra, allowing the malchus of Kedusha to be elevated and brought back into the arena of Kedusha. And then, eventually, to be plugged into the chachma ilah, you know, which is the real upper source. Paragraph Vov. Gam ze bechinas mashekos of Rabbeinu Shom binyan anal b'mokam acher. Rav Nosson Zal says this is also tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran. He mentions it in chapter 30 in Likut Imran over there, all the way at the end. Ubesimen kuf lamed hei. And he also refers to this in chapter 135. Shayidei ze niftach rachmo shel hamaksho leileid. That what we're speaking about here also plays an important role in opening up the womb of a woman who has to give birth, she's about to give birth, and the womb is closed, it won't open. This is also what plays a role in opening the womb, allowing the child to be able to come out. Bechinas dalse bitni. It's called the doors of the womb. Dalse, dalit. We spoke about the dalit, the malchus. Veze bechinas chatochoy ledalit. And this is also why the Torah says that when Shaul HaMelech made the mistake of capturing Agag, the king of Amalek, and not killing him, he put him into prison. When Shmuel HaNavi found out about it, Shmuel HaNavi went down there, took a knife, a sword, and cut Agag, it sliced him into four, it says. Chotchoy ledalid. Ayin Shom. Look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, v'hovein, and understand that this is all about the tikkun of the malchus. We said that whenever a Jewish child is born, the malchus of Hashem is increased, right? A bechor is super, super, but every child. So again, every child being born, the dalids, the doors of the womb have to open. The dalids, there has to be a tikkun for that dalid being elevated to hay. And Amalek, who represents the ultimate in the Sitrachra, Malchus of the Sitrachra, when they defeated Amalek, they sliced the Dalet. Chotchei Ledalet, meaning they removed the Dalet, the Malchus, which was in its fallen state. It was in the hands of the Sitrachra. Amalek was alive. Agag was alive. When they destroyed him, they cut away the Dalet, the Malchus, and brought it back into the arena of Kedusha. V'ze b'chinas b'chor peter kol rechem shenois noisei lakoyin ish hachesed. And this is also the firstborn that comes out from the mother's womb, which we give to the koyin ish hachesed. K'alidei hachesed na'ase b'chinas chotchoy ledalet. Because through the chesed, we cut away, we slice away the malchus from the sitra achra, the dalid. Shaydezeh nasa ha'hoylodo. And that's what consummates the birth. That's what completes the birth. Ve'ikarhu ha'hoylodo rihorishoyin. As we mentioned earlier, out of all the different births, the first birth is the most important one. The b'choyer, ki ikar hu ha'haschola. Because the main thing is the beginning. That first boost, that's the main thing. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosnal says, understand this very, very well. He was short here at the end. If you look over there in those chapters in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates and explains the process of birth, the womb opening up, the Dalids, the battle against Amalek and everything. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on it more over there. Baruch Hashem. Halacha Gimel of Pidyon Bechor, paragraph Aleph, Al pi ha-maymar ki seitzei la-melchoma. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 82 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Belikutei Tanina, Besimen Pei Beis, Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar. Look over that entire chapter as a good foundation for this halacha. V'haklal, basically what Rabbeinu Zal says there is, Ki yesh b'chinas keseder u'b'chinas sheloi keseder. There are two methods of operation, in a sense. There's when things are going in the proper order, that's called keseder, and there's when things are upside down, when things are going in reverse order, which is called shaloi keseder. Shehem bechinas aleph beis, when things are going in the proper order, it's aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, versus tashrak, which is the reverse, starting from the end and going back. We know that this physical world out that we're in, Hashem is called Keseder, and the world is Shaloi Keseder. Hashem created the world in Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, which is Tuf, Shin, Reish, Yud. The Yud is the same as Kuf, because Kuf is 100, Kuf is 100, Yud is 10. The only difference is a zero. So this world, which was created in the month of Tishrei, this whole world is a concept of Shaloi Keseder. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, Adam and Chava. Adam is Keseder. Man is Keseder. The word Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, is in the proper order of the Aleph Beis. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Dalet is the fourth letter, and Mem is the 14th letter. Whereas Chava is Shaloi Keseder. The word Chava, Ches, is 8, Vav is 6, and then He is 5. All out of order. Odom hu bechinas havaya b'miluy alfin b'gematria mo. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the word Odom, man, is also the gematria of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei when we write it with Alephs, meaning that when we write the Heys with Alephs. So that it's Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, the numerical value is 45, which is Adam. The Chava, whereas Chava, Hu Bechinas Malchus Peh. Chava represents the Malchus, which is associated with the mouth, speech. V'tzorich kolechot lirois lekasher Bechinas Shaloi Keseder, Bechinas Chava, Lebechinas Adam, Mo, Lebechinas Keseder. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there that our mission is to attach, to connect Chava, who is Shaloi Keseder, upside down, to connect her to Adam, who is right side up, who is Bechinas Keseder. Va'oz nizbatel Bechinas Shaloi Keseder, and when the two are connected, then the Shaloi Keseder becomes nullified. Venase hakoil keseder. Everything goes into order. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki ba'asar de'is dechar nukve lo'id kartamon. Where there is the male, the female is not mentioned at all. Meaning, a woman before she gets married, she's Rivka Goldberg. Her husband is Chaim Goldstein. When they get married, she becomes Rivka Goldstein. She becomes part of him. When they send out invitations, wedding invitations, bar mitzvah invitations, Mr. and Mrs. What do you mean, Mr.? I have my own name. No, you're married. You took on your husband's name. When the nekeva is together with the zachar, the nekeva becomes botel. When the shaloi keseder gets attached to the keseder, it becomes all keseder. Avol mi shemechalek bechinas chava malchus liatzmoi. So that's when we attach chava to Adam. And we said Adam had two meanings. Adam means man, and Adam was also Hashem. Right? We said that Adam is Mo, which is one of the names of Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says there, but a person who doesn't attach Chava, the Malchus, to Adam, to Hashem, to Mo, but rather he wants to take the Malchus for himself, he wants to be king, he wants Kavod, he wants self-glorification. A person who separates the Chava and Malchus for himself, which means that the person has arrogance, and he says, I'm king. So therefore he's taking this Malchus for himself, he's not attaching it to Hashem, to Adam Mo, you know, to that Adam. Lebchinas Keseder, he's not attaching it to Keseder. Azai hoylech loy shaloy Keseder. When a person does that, he will see that his whole life will turn upside down. Topsy-turvy. Ki hu besoich bechinas shaloy Keseder. Because he is in the category of shaloy Keseder. He took Chava and he didn't connect it to where he was supposed to Hashem, who is Keseder, where there all the Shaloi Keseder and Chava becomes nullified, and she also becomes part of Keseder. He decided to take the Chava for himself, and he doesn't give all the respect to Hashem, but rather, do this because I said so. I said I want you to do this. I want you to make supper for me. This is my house, my money, everything is my, all of that stuff. So then what happens is, Hashem is out of the equation, and now this man has taken Chava for, he has taken Shaloi Keseder. He has embraced Shaloi Keseder. Hainu Bechinas Malchus, Chava, Tashrak. Those are all one category of Shaloi Keseder. Now, when the person sees that their life is upside down, and they decide, hey, this didn't work out the way I thought it would. I thought that she would get it. I thought she would know I'm the boss, I'm the king, I'm everything, and she'd do everything. See, it's not working out that way. V'tzorech la'asos tshuva. The person has to do tshuva. U'lahashpil es atzmoy. To humble himself. V'yeh bechinas mo. And turn himself, Adam, into mo. Mo means nothing. Remember, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu mo, we are nothing." V'azai mekasher b'chinas malchus l'Hashem yisborach l'b'chinas mo. When the person makes himself nothing and she's attached to him, so he has attached her Chava to this mo, which is Hashem also. V'azai nechzer b'chinas Chava l'b'chinas Adam, and by doing that, Chava becomes reattached to Adam. Lebchinas mo, Adam in this context, which refers to Hashem kaviyocha, which is mo, venase keseder, and the shaloi keseder turns into keseder. We said that yud kei vav kei, when it's spelled with aleph's, it equals mo, Adam. The way it works is, the actual letters yud hei vav hei, just those four letters themselves, equal 26, right? Hashem zim kei vav kei. The milui, the filling out, the vav dalid of the letter yud. Remember we said yud vav dalid. The vav dalid is 10. The aleph of the hey is 11. The aleph vav of vav aleph vav, 11 and 7 is 18. And then the aleph of the final hey gives you 19, which is chava. So that the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that in Adam, Hashem created man, and then from man he took Chava, separated, you know, he took a rib and created Chava, and then brought them back together. Man is represented by Yud Kei Vav Kei. The basic letter is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The woman is the filling out, that filling out of Yud Kei Vav Kei in Aleph's. that the Vav Dalet, and you know, as we mentioned before, because the word Chava is Begematria 19. 26 and 19 gives you that 45, that Adam. When Chava gets reconnected to Hashem, to Yudke Vavke, to Adam, to Mor, then it becomes a perfect, then it becomes Keseder, then everything is beautiful. Ubechinas Keseder Nikro Yud. Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran that when we talk about Keseder, when we talk about things being in the proper order, it's referred to as the letter Yud. Shemalchus Hanikra Dalid Leslamigar Maklum. Because we know, now the Yud, when we say here, this Bechin of Keseder is called Yud, which is Yud Vav Dalid. You see the way that word Yud is spelled, Yud Vav Dalid. The Malchus, which is called, referred to as the letter Dalid, Leslamigar Maklum, has no light of its own. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamshich Lo Chiyus HaChochmo HaNikra Yud, Hashem draws light or life from Chochmo, which is referred to by the letter Yud, V'zeh Yud, and that's the letter Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. The letter Yud, when it's filled out, is Yud Vav Dalet. That first Yud represents Chochmo. The Dalet at the end represents Malchus. The Vav is a pipe. The Vav is like a pipe, which allows the flow of light from Chachma down to Malchus. So in the letter Yud itself, when it's filled out, Yud Vav Dalid, we see this proper flow going from top to bottom. That's the proper Keseder here, going from Chachma down to Malchus. All of this Rabbi Nazal elaborates on over there in chapter 82. V'sehu, and Rabbi Nazal says also there, this is the pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Ocher v'kedem tzartoni, Hashem created me back and front. This is referring to Adam and Chava, who were originally created as Siamese twins, in a sense, back to back from each other. V'toshe solai kapecho, and Hashem, you spread your hands over me. The Gemara says, Al tikri kapecho elo kofecho. Don't read the word kapecho, your hands, but read it chofecho, your chof. Hashem, you spread your chof over me. Hainu yud gematria chof. The letter yud, when you write it out in full, yud vav dalid, is bigematria 20, which is like the letter chof. Ayin shom, look over there in Likut Imran over there, where Rabbi Nazal elaborates on all of this. Paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into, connect this to Pidyon B'chor. This chapter in Likut Imran is mentioned in maybe 10 places in Likut Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal has major, major drushes explaining and expounding on that chapter in Likut Imran. Phenomenal things. We've covered some of it in the beginning of Or HaChaim. There was a chapter there that spoke about it, and in other places. This is one of them. Paragraph Beis, V'zeh b'chinas pidyon b'chor min ha-koyein be'esrim kesef. Based on this introduction, we'll understand why we redeem the firstborn son from the Kohen also with 20 kesef. You know, today we use those 5 silver pieces. Each one of those is 4 kesef. Shehem chamisha sloim. These 20 kesef are made up of these 5 selas. Ki habriya bichlal hi bechinas malchus. Because the creation, when we talk about Hashem creating the world or the worlds, all of those worlds are basically included in the term Malchus. Ki ikar habriya hoisa b'shvil hisgalus malchusis baruch. We mentioned this many times, that the Sifrei Kabbalah ask, why did Hashem have to create the world and worlds? What was wrong with having just Hashem, wall-to-wall Hashem? And one of the answers that's given most often is because one of Hashem's attributes is kingdom, malchus. Ki ein melech b'loyam. And you can't have a king without a nation. King over who? So that's why Hashem had to make creation, so he should have who to rule over. So in the simplest terms, the creation is the revelation of the malchus of Hashem. V'alkein habriya bechlal hi bebechinas shaloikas seder. And this is why the creation as a whole is referred to as shaloikas seder. Bebechinas chava, Malchus, Tashrak. The creation is referred to, you know, under the title of Chava, Malchus, Tavshin Reishkov, Bechinas, as the Gemara says, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created in Tishrei, Tavshin Reishyut, reverse order. Tishrei hi Bechinas Tashrak. Tishrei is like Tashrak, Shalika Seder, upside down. Bechinas Din, which is also referred to as Midas Hadin. Usually, we say when things are going well, when everything is in perfect order, that's nice. That's chesed. That's wake up in the morning, the sun is shining, everything is great, you know, regular, normal. Normal is chesed, kiseder. Abnormal, when everything in my life is upside down, it's terrible. Upside down is synonymous with terrible. Shaloi kiseder is din. When the letters in Hashem's name, the Arizal goes into this, showing us how every single one of the 12 months corresponds to one of the 12 formats of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, can be written 12 different ways. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Hei Hei, Yud Hei Hei Vav, etc., etc. So the Arizal shows how the more in order it is, the more that month represents a month of kindness. Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, spring, the beginning of spring, all kinds of fat, wonderful things. Nisan is represented by Yud, He, Vav, He, where the letters are in perfect order. Av, on the other hand, Tammuz and Av, which are the months of the year which have the most din. Tammuz, the entire month of Tammuz is Midas Adin. There, Hashem's name is totally upside down. It's Hey Vav, Hey Yud. It's the second half of the name is in front of the first half, and the letters, letter number two is in front of letter one. It's reverse. It's a triple reversal. That represents Midas Adin. Ve'ikar Shleimus v'tikun habriya kishim kusheres l'Hashem yisborach shubchinas keseder b'chinas havaya b'milu alfen b'chinas alav beis keseder. And the main correction and perfection of the creation is when we plug it back into Hashem, who is Hashem is keseder. Hashem is yud kei vav kei in alefs, which is Adam, which is keseder. Ki ikar habriya b'shvil hachochma, because the main reason for the creation was chochma, meaning haynu lodas oiso yisborach. Hashem wanted us to be able to understand Him as much as we possibly could. Kamei shekosuv, as the Zohar Kodesh says, begin the yishtemoido in lei. The world was created in order that we should recognize Hashem, we should understand Hashem, give Hashem the proper recognition, and be able to understand Hashem as best as we can. Ki ze ikar hachochma, because that's the real chochma. When we say that there's math and science and history and all of them are considered chochmas, the real chochma, the essence of chochma, is recognition of Hashem, understanding of Hashem. And to be deeply attached and connected to Hashem all the time. That's the real chachma. Va'oz, and when that happens, when a person is zoicha to really recognize and be aware of Hashem and reach the highest level understanding of Hashem that they possibly can, and to always be connected to Hashem, V'oz klolius habriya b'shleimus. Then, regarding that person, the entire creation is perfected. U'misnayig hakol kaseder, and everything is in perfect order. Ki klolius habriya b'chinas malchus shubchinas shaloi kaseder nizbate l'b'chinas odom mo kaseder. Kanal by manal. Because we took the creation, which was Malchus, we said, which was Shaloi Keseder, and we brought it all, we connected it all to Hashem. We weren't fooled like most people come into this world and they think that the tree is a tree by itself. You know, each thing in this world is by itself. they don't connect it back to its source. They don't realize that this was created by Hashem and this is being maintained. The only reason why that tree is standing now is because there's light being brought, being channeled from Hashem to that tree. That's what's keeping that tree alive. That's what's keeping it together. That's what's giving it the ability to generate fruit and everything. When we do that, when we connect that, we're connecting the creation, the Malchus, back to Hashem. And again, when we say Hashem, we're talking about recognition of Hashem, realizing Hashem, this Chachma of Kedusha in a sense. Ukeshenoilad ben b'chor, when a firstborn child, when a firstborn is born, zebechinas bria chadosha, that's a new creation. Ki ha'odom hu tachlis kol hanivroim, because man is the most important of all of Hashem's creations. Rocks are important, trees are important, animals are important. Most important is man. V'hakol nivra b'shvil ha'odom, and everything was created for the sake of man. V'hu klolius kol abriya, man is a composite of the entire creation. Ki ba'odom klulim utluyim kol hanivroim kulam kiyadua, because all of creation, all the different levels of creation, the animals, the trees, it's all dependent on man and all connected to man. V'alkein kishenoylad odom boilam, and therefore when a human being is born in the world, hu bechinas bria chadosha, it's like a whole new creation. Meaning, just like when Hashem created the world originally, He created in 6 days, and every day He was busy pumping out all kinds of new things, fish and trees and birds and everything, all leading up to the climax, to the grand finale, which was the creation of man on the sixth day. Everything there was prepared and created for Adam. So that was the completion of creation. Rav Nosnal says every time a child is born into the world, a newborn child, that's also bria. That's like the creation being reenacted. The ikur hu abchor, and out of all the children being born, the most important one is the firstborn. Shehu hoylod rishona, bechinas bria chadosha. That's the first child to be born, just like a new creation. When the world was created, it was new. You know, it was the first creation. And therefore, it's very important that we take this child that was born in this physical world of Shaloi Keseder and plug him into Keseder. Because the creation, the entire creation, the trees and the birds and everything, which we said is all rolled up into man, that's this newborn, this firstborn newborn child that's been born now. Who b'china shaloi keseder, b'china malchus, b'china klolius habriya. It's all a category of malchus, which is koil the whole creation, which is shaloi keseder. Utzrichin lahachziroi lekeseder. And our mission is to return it all and plug it back into keseder. Ki habchoyer hu reishis, b'china malchus. Because the b'choyer is the first. First is Malchus, Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Afani Bechoyer Etneu. I will also designate him as a first, as a king, as a leader, referring to Moshiach. So we see that the Bechoyer is Malchus. And again, when we talk about the attributes of Hashem, number one, when you're downstairs, from downstairs, number one is Malchus, right? Downstairs meaning far away from Hashem. This world, you have Hashem, and then you move away from Hashem, you go from Chachma to Bina, you go down, to the last level. The furthest thing away from Hashem, within the attributes of Hashem, is Malchus. That's the ground floor, that's the first floor. Alkein tzrichen liten habechor, b'chinas klolius habriya, b'chinas Malchus, lahakoyen shehu isha chesed shu b'chinas keseder, b'chinas havaya b'milu alfen. This is why the mitzvah is to take the b'choyer, we said, who symbolizes the whole creation, which is Malchus, which is Shaloi Keseder, and give it over to the Kohen, who is Chesed. Chesed is Keseder. Remember, we said when the letters of Hashem's name are in order, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, B'milui Alfin, that's called Chesed. And when we take the malchus, the chava, the shelo keseder, and we plug it into the kohen, who is chesed, who is keseder, it all becomes keseder. Ki nechzar klol yisabriya b'chinas malchus shubchinas habchor, lehakohen isha chesed shubchinas das. Because the entire creation, which is malchus, which is represented by this firstborn child, is being given over to the kohen, who is chesed, which is synonymous with das. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das. The lips of the kohen have das on them. Ki das v'chesed heim b'china achas, kemavur b'mokom achar kama pomim. Because as Rabbeinu Zal points out in several places in the Ketubot, das and chesed go together. The more das a person has, as a person gets older, they mellow out. They become nicer, more kindness. Other than those people who get older, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole discussion about this in the Ketubot. That's if, as the person gets older, they get smarter. The more they learn more, they keep reading more and learning more and growing in das, then they become nicer, more gentle, more loving, more this. The term grumpy old man, a mean old man, refers to those people who are not eating das. They got all, they retired. What do they do now? They do nothing. Chas v'shalom, rachmona litzlan. Those people, those older people who don't have what to do and are not increasing their das on a daily basis, they become mean and ugly, rachmona litzlan, and grumpy, etc., etc. But in the right path, das and chesed go together, which are the kohen. Vaydezeh mesaknin ha'hoylodo ha'rishoyna. And this is how we perfect and correct that first child, that firstborn, the b'chor, shehu b'chinas b'riya chadosha, who represents a new creation, like a new world. V'naseh ha'koil keseder. And we make everything into keseder. We took the malchus. This firstborn son was symbolic of chava, the b'riya, the shaloi keseder. And by connecting him to the kohen, who is keseder, we made everything keseder. Ubechinas keseder, ubechinas yud. We said before that keseder is the letter is represented by the letter yud, the yud vav dalid of yud. Remember, the yud was chachma, which shines down to the dalid, which is malchus, via the vav, which is the pipe. Begematria kof, and yud vav dalid. Yud is 10, vav is 6, gives you 16. Plus dalet plus 4 gives you 20. Begematria chaf. Chaf is the number 20. V'alkein noisnim esrim dinarim l'koyin ba'adapidyon. And this is why we give the koyin 20 dinars, which is 5 sela. Chaf kanal, that chaf, which represents the tikkun, the keseder. We're trying to make everything keseder. V'alkein poidinoisei bekesef. And this is why we redeem the child with money. Why? Ki hu ashirus v'hamomoyin hu b'smoil. Because wealth and money are usually referred to as the left side. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, b'smoila oisha v'chavoid. On the left, you have wealth and honor. U'smoil hu b'chinas din. The left side is always din. B'chinas shaloi keseder kidur. Din is when the letters are not in the proper order. If you take a look at the plagues, when Hashem struck at Egypt, by one of the plagues, it says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoyo B'miknecha. The hand of Hashem is going to be upon your cattle, and Hashem is going to smash them. The word Hoyo is Hey Vav Yud Ke. Again, it's the letters of Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, out of order. Shaloi Keseder. Shaloi Keseder is always Midas Hadin. And therefore, by us giving these 20 silver pieces, this unit of 20 kesed, to the koyin who is chesed, we're taking money, which is in itself a shalokas seder, because money is the left side. The left side is din, the left side is shalokas seder. We're taking money and giving it to the kohen, who is chesed, who is kiseder. That itself is a tikkun, a correction.